Hello, you have tuned in to Preaching with Pastor David Spencer. Listen, I am excited, I am humbled, I am honored that you chose to spend this time with me. I hope this message changes you and blesses your life.
Psalm 40, 1 through 3, King James Version. Verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. For a topic on today, I would like to use to speak from the test produces the testimony. The test produces the testimony. This week, my children participated in benchmark testing at their school. Each morning as I dropped them off, our conversation shifted to how they should approach taking the test. I encouraged them to say a little prayer, slow down and take your time. Read each question carefully and make sure you justify each and every response. I understand you won't know every answer, but use the context clues and the knowledge that you have accumulated over the years and that you have stored in your brains to make informed decisions. I also made a point to remind them that even though this is a benchmark, a practice test, and not the actual test, every test requires your best effort. I believe if you understand why you are taking the test, that will help inform how you take the test. Now, teachers, they test students to assess their knowledge, their understanding, and their skills. These assessments help gauge the student's progress, identify areas for improvement, and it gives the teacher useful data that they can use to enhance instruction in the classroom. In essence, testing helps the tester help you. The teacher won't know if you've mastered the concept until after you finished the test. The test may be challenging, it may be grueling, and sometimes it's just very uncomfortable. You have to sit in those chairs for a very long time. But the test is ultimately for your benefit. The test helps the teacher decide if you are ready to move to the next level. In Bible study, we are finding that Jesus was a great teacher. He used parables, which are simple everyday stories, to teach kingdom concepts. And catch this, after we explore the lessons and decide that we're going to apply the concepts to our lives, it doesn't take long before someone shares with me that this week, after the lesson, I experienced a test about that very thing we talked about. Listen, Jesus is alive and he is well, and he is still teaching us today. And like all great teachers, he uses tests to assess our ability. He uses tests to show us what areas need our attention. Jesus uses tests to refine our faith, strengthen our character, and deepen our relationship with him. Listen, tests are a part of the process. And even though it's uncomfortable, if you skip the test, you might miss your testimony. There is no testimony without a test. And in the text, we find David giving his testimony. Listen, we don't know for sure what was the test and what were the details surrounding this specific moment. But it is clear that David has been through something, and now he has stood up to tell about the goodness of God. And the first thing that we see in the text is that David waited. David opened the scripture with, I waited patiently on the Lord.
So not only did he wait, but he waited patiently. Listen, God is sovereign and God knows what we need. God is already seated at the outcome. And for this reason, I believe the test isn't really for God, but he uses the test to reveal to us that we ain't quite there, that we don't quite have it all together. Look, we clean up good on Sunday, but God is looking at the issues in our heart. He sees the things that still needs our attention. He shows us the areas that still need his help. He sees the areas in our life that still need cleaning up. He sees the things hidden that we try to sweep under the rug. God will place us in a season of waiting so that we have enough time to properly clean up our act. And listen, good cleaning takes time. Don't give me no chicken that you just ran through the water. Collard greens, they need to soak for a little while before you cook them. And listen, Deacon, even if the package says it's pre-clean, you better clean those chitlins one more time. David reminds us that waiting is a part of the process. Don't just wait, but wait patiently. Because the Bible says patience produces character. Patience is not simply a passive waiting, but it's an active process of growth and transformation. It's through the practice of patience in the midst of trials that we develop resilience, perseverance, and that we learn to really trust in God. So the first thing you got to do during the test is learn how to wait it out a little bit. And now next, David is still testifying, and the next thing he tells us is that God heard his cry. God leaned in and he heard. He said, I got to go over there because my child is crying and I need to go see about him. Last week, Alexis, she welcomed Abram Alexander Cox into the world. And I imagine, and you could tell me if I'm wrong, that there may be a little bit of crying going on over there. And the same way babies cry to get the attention of their mothers, when we cry, we get God's attention. He is concerned about each and every one of us. He is attentive and he cares about our needs. The scripture says, he inclined unto me. That means after hearing my cry, God leaned in my direction. And there he found me in a pit. He found me sinking, playing the organ, but I was sinking, singing in the choir, but I was sinking, going to church every Sunday, but sinking. I was trusting God, but still trying to figure that thing out in my mind, sinking, working every day at work, but struggling to figure it all out, sinking, trying to lift myself with my own strength, with my own might, out of my situation. But just when I thought all hope was lost, like David, I came to my senses and I cried out to the Lord. And he heard my cry and he came to see about me. Jesus reached way down from heaven and he rescued me from the pit. He took me by the hand and he snatched me from the hands of the enemy and he set my feet on solid ground. Now understand, God never left me alone in the test. He was always there looking and he was always concerned about me. But it was up to me to shift my focus from the test, from the things surrounding me. It was up to me to shift my focus from the test and focus on the one that was giving the test. And listen, to get to my testimony, I had to trust in his ability to bring me through the test. And so you gotta wait. Sometimes you gotta cry during the test. And the last thing I want to highlight from David's testimony is that God put a new song in his mouth. He put a new song in his mouth. Now David, he's a musician. So he's been singing before. But God says, I'm going to give you a new song. And he put a new song in his mouth. Growing up, we used to have testimony service. Y'all ever been to a good testimony service?
And every good testimony is accompanied by what? A good song. David has sung before, and he's going to sing after this test. His faith is renewed, but now he has a different perspective of God. He sees God a different way, and now he has a new song. David doesn't rely on the experience of anybody else. He doesn't rely on what mama and daddy told them. He doesn't rely on the testimony of someone else. He's been through a test, and now he has his own testimony, and he has a new song. David, he has his own experience, and he's had his own encounter with God. And now he has his own story to tell, and now he has his very own testimony. The test has produced a testimony in his life, and now he is singing a new song. And I imagine the song went a little something like this. He said, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, I cried a little bit, but he heard me, and now he found me, and I am delivered." And what that tells me is that no matter what I am going through, my life shall be a song of praise. Listen, he woke me up this morning, and it was him that started me on my way. I still have the activity of my limbs, and I have a reasonable portion of health. There is food on my table, and there is clothes on my back. As I stand here, I haven't lost my mind. I still have joy, and I still have peace. I've been through the storm and the rain, but I made it. If I was to pass this mic around, everyone has a story. But when I look at you, I don't see any evidence of what you've been through. And that tells me that God has been working that thing out in your life. When I look at you, I see joy, I see peace, and I see the restoration of God. I see his peace resting and ruling in your life. We've been tried and we've been tested, but I stand here today to proclaim that we are still here. It doesn't matter where you are in the process. It doesn't matter how long you spent taking the test. He is going to give you a new song that's different from the last time. God has an impeccable record, but every day he renews his mercy towards us. So every day that you wake up, God is giving you a new song. Listen, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Yet is my position, yet is my portion, and yet is my posture. No matter what comes my way, yet will I trust God. It doesn't matter what the test is, yet will I trust in him. Listen, you are coming out of this. I don't know what your this is, but listen, you are coming out of this test. You can't stay there. I don't know what your this is, but I know God is going to give you a yet. He's going to give you a yet. A yet if you trust him. If you just wait a little while longer, God is going to reach you right where you are. Right where you are in the midst of the pain. In the midst of the pit. God says, if you trust me, if you wait a little while longer, I am going to pick you up and bring you out. Listen, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That means that, devil, you can't take my joy. You can't take my smile. And you can't have my peace. It's only a test. It's only a test. And everything isn't the devil. Some things is the tester. I serve a God, and he says it's only a test. And listen, if I hold on a little while longer, if I wait patiently on the Lord, he'll take that test and he will give me a new song. He'll take that test and he'll give me a new story to tell. He will take the test away and my God will give me a testimony. Come on, I know I'm looking at some people that's been through some tests on this morning. Come on, you've been through some tests, but I'm so glad that you don't look like what you've been through. You don't look like what you've been through. God took you through the test. He brought you through the test just to give you a testimony. Can we take a moment right there and just testify with your mouths? Open your mouths. Put those hands together and say, God, I thank you for what you did for me. God, I thank you that when I was in the pit, God, you found me. I cried and you heard my cry. And you came to see about me. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you that I didn't die in the chest. God, I thank you that it was only your chest. It was only your chest. It was only a test. It's only a test. And on this morning, God says, I'm going to use that test to give you a testimony. You won't have a testimony if you never go through anything. I said it before. How will you know God to be a healer if he never healed your body? How will you know God to be a way maker if he never made a way out of no way? How will you learn to trust God if you never go through a test? The test didn't come to take you out, but God sent the test to make you stronger. Listen, there is no testimony without a test. Sometimes it's uncomfortable, but we're going to have to go through the test to get to our testimony. And God says, I will use the test to make sure that you are ready for the next level. Romans 8 and 28 says it this way, and we know that all things work together. All things, all the tests, all the good, all the bad, all the uncomfortable moments. God would use all these things to work together for the good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. And when I see you, I see saints of God that love him. And I see people at First Baptist that's called according to his purpose. Amen. 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 We're thankful for the test on today. We're thankful for the test on today. God tells us to count it all joy. Every bit of it, every test, every uncomfortable moment, God says, I am here with you. I'm here with you.
Hello, family. Thank you again for tuning in to Preaching with Pastor David Spencer. Listen, I hope something was said that changes your life. Until we meet again, I speak peace and blessing over you, your family, and everyone connected to you. Be blessed.